Greetings, 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 everybody. Welcome to another episode on Tosh Base with me, your host, Chantal. I am so happy to have you here today. If this is your first time listening to me, welcome, welcome, and just welcome, and thank you. And if you're always listening, man, thank you, and just big up yourself. Welcome to you too. Today we will be talking about interracial love. We will be talking to Alex and Rashe. Alex, I know, well, no. Rashe, I know from high school. And Rashe and Alex, they've been together for 6 years. Yep, 6 lovely years. And Alex has Ukrainian and Moldovan background. Yeah, and Rashe, she just has Jamaican background. So Alex is white and Rashe is black. Her parents were born in Jamaica and she was also born in Jamaica. His parents were born in Ukraine, but he was born in Moldova. But I think he spent some time in Ukraine and then moved. But yeah, their meeting point would be the United States of America. Yes, so stay with me so you can hear more about their love story. Some hashtags you will see are white and black, black and white, true story, you know, interracial chatting, love. So stay with me, you'll hear more about Alex and Rashe's story, like how did they meet, you know, where did they meet, as well as some of the ups and downs in their relationship. Stay with me.
Hi, this is Oshane Mays and you're tuned into Tosh Base with Chantal.
Hello, 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 Alex, Shay, welcome to the podcast.
Much.
Well, thank you for having us.
So, thank you for accepting to be here with me. It's a pleasure. You guys are actually my first couple.
Aww.
Say that again.
Makes it even more special.
Exactly. I am so excited. All right. So, of course, to get things started, we need to know, you know, who is Alex, who is Rashe. So to let the listeners get to know who you are, let's start with you guys telling me a little bit about your childhood. Where are you from?
So I'm going to let Alex go first on this one.
All right. So yeah, I guess I'll start.
Okay.
So my childhood, where I'm from, I was born in Moldova.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tiny little country in Europe between Ukraine and Romania.
Mm-hmm.
My family moved from there to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And spent most of my childhood in Brooklyn, and then we moved to Staten Island.
Mm-hmm. Your parents, they were born where you were born?
No, so they're, okay. They were born, they're Ukrainian. So they were born in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my brother, we were born in Moldova, because after, at some point, my mom's family and my dad's family moved to Moldova.
Okay.
At some point before we were born. So, yeah. So they're Ukrainian. Me and my brother were born in Moldova.
Okay. All right. Rashe?
My name is Rashe.
Is that who you are?
Well, I think I'm originally from Jamaica.
Oh, okay.
Born and raised in Jamaica, and I moved to the United States when I was 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My childhood was an excellent childhood. I mean, it had its ups and downs, but it was a very good childhood for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was a happy child. I grew up in a very good home with a strong mother. And it was good. Just like any typical Jamaican young girl, I had a very playful, a very strict upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, it was good. It was good for me. Yeah.
Okay. So far, you both have more than likely would have had different experience, yeah?
Of course.
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Growing up, yes.
Yep.
Okay, so tell me or tell us, how did you guys meet? You know, coming from two different lives, how did you guys, two different, you know, walks of life, how did you guys meet and what was it like, the impressions?
I'll Rochelle answer that one.
All right, so when I first came to the United States, I started working in the airport. I was working in a very small restaurant as a waitress. And now and again, I would have to cover the cash register.
Mm-hmm.
So when you work in the airport, you technically have to go through TSA in order to get to your terminal, in order to get to the restaurant where you work. So yeah. Every day, I have to go through TSA checkpoint. And every day, when I was going to work, I would always see Alex, and I always found him very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, I said to my friend who was working at the restaurant with me, I said, you know, he's very cute. And she took it and went to his friend and told his friend that I said that he was cute. And then that is when Alex one day built up the courage to come down to the restaurant where I worked to say hi to me.
Yeah.
And at that day, unfortunately, I was covering a cash register. So I had a line of people in front of me, and here comes Alex. Here comes Alex trying to flirt with me at the cash register. And I mean, I was so nervous. I was so lost for words. And I was like, you know what? To save him the embarrassment and to save me the embarrassment, let me just take out.
I asked her because I noticed, yeah, this is getting a little like, she's got people, she's working. I'm like, oh, me, after a few minutes, can I just get your number so I can call you later? So she said, yeah, she ripped off a piece of like blank receipt and brought her number on it and gave it to me. So, yeah.
That's how we met.
Yeah. At the airport, baby.
At the airport.
Wow. It sounds exciting.
It was interesting.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was it like going forward from there?
Well, for me, I think I just wanted the experience of being with someone different outside of my race. I was very open to it.
Right.
I was very excited about it because I wanted to see what it would bring that would be different from, you know, dating someone within my race.
Right.
So I was excited about it.
And what's your race? What's your race?
What's my race?
Yeah.
Miss, I'm a black woman. What do you mean?
No, I mean, but the listeners, you know, I just want you to tell them.
Listeners, I am a proud black woman.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you wanted to know what it felt like or something like that?
Oh, absolutely. I wanted to definitely experience it. I wanted to see what the difference was.
Mm-hmm.
Little did I know I would be marrying this man
6 years ago. Wow.
Yeah.
Little did you know.
Alex, you're a lucky guy.
Absolutely, I am.
Little did I know. But it has been good. The dating is definitely different.
Mm-hmm. What makes it different? What, you know, what aspect of it would you say is different?
Well, with dating Alex, we do a lot of different things that I personally am not used to. Mm-hmm. So, we would do things like,
we went horseback riding.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think she means like in the first part of the relationship. What are some
the first part.
So what are some of the dating things that we have done that's different from what I've done?
That, like from what you're used to, yeah.
From what I'm used to, yes. So,
I wouldn't think it was anything like.
Oh, it was definitely different. I mean, we would go on picnics. We would do picnics. I remember one time we took the entire day. We went to the library. Which was a really fun experience because I'm not the type of person that would ever do that.
I don't go to the library either, so don't give me as if I'm like some
we
library
would go,
nerd.
We would go to parks and, and take like lots of pictures, do very nice dinners. Travel within the United States, whether it's like Pennsylvania, upstate New York.
Maryland,
just a lot of different things that, you know, I am not used to, which I found very exciting.
Okay. All right. So you said that you guys usually go out, you know, parks, libraries, and so on. So tell me, what was the reaction like, or how do people respond or react when they actually see you guys on dates or even in public?
Me personally, I haven't noticed or seen or received like reactions, whether positive or negative. I do remember the first time. This was like when we first started dating.
Right.
We went to Manhattan. We went to the city. And there's this one guy. He was trying to sell us like his mixtape, the CD. You know, in the city, everyone's trying to like sell you something. They run up to you, So I think either he saw us holding hands or something. I don't know. I don't remember what it was, but he's like, he didn't say anything negative, but he commented, I don't know if you like could tell me being my parents are from Ukraine. I'm white. Jay, obviously, you know, she's black. So he saw us together and he made a comment of like, something like another guy would say to somebody else, like, oh man, you were able to get her or something to that effect. So he was like,
he goes,
in a sense, I guess he was impressed with with a black girl.
Gotcha.
That's probably like the only like reaction
you've gotten.
I've actually noticed. Yeah, and I mean, maybe people look at us or something, but no one's ever come up to me or us together saying anything negative nor positive in that sense.
Chantal, I notice it all the time. Alex doesn't notice these things, but whenever we're out, people do look. Even if they don't comment, they do look.
I'm sure they look, but I mean, it's not, to me, it's
not. But what's the look like? What do you feel from it? What kind of energy are you getting?
It's like
surprise.
I don't even know how to describe it, honestly. But especially when we're in a setting where, when I look around, I'm the only black woman in that room. I definitely have a lot of people staring at me. Whether they're staring at me and saying, oh my God, she's so beautiful. Or whether they're staring at me saying,
you got that last night.
I did. And whether they're saying, I wonder what should I do with this white boy. Or something. I don't know.
I'd like to go with the first one because you are beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the time, Alex is like, babe, they're probably looking at you because you're so beautiful. But
I don't know. At the end of the day, even if they did think something or say something, it doesn't matter. It wouldn't have mattered to me.
Right.
Because your opinion is your opinion. At the end of the day, you're not going home with this person. What do you have to do with it? Then why should I care?
That's true. That's a good point, Alex.
Like that's your life. I have no reason to take anything you say towards me or our life as something that should affect it.
That's a good point. But did any of you at all have any hesitations about dating outside of your race?
No, as I said before, I was very open to it. I didn't have any hesitations.
I wouldn't say I've had any hesitations, but I've never dated a black girl. I've never actively thought about, I want to, date a black girl, but it's definitely nerve wracking and scary at first. Cause it's something that it's something new.
Right.
definitely it's not something that I've ever been, you know, accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
Not something I know. So it's definitely nerve-wracking. It was nerve-wracking for me, but I wasn't, like, I didn't say, like, oh, this isn't something I should be doing, even before. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I never thought about it where I shouldn't be doing this. It was just something I just like girls. It's mm-hmm. It didn't matter the race or color to me.
Right. So the fear was more like, oh, it's new, but not like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, it was gotcha. A fear of, this is new. I don't know what to expect. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. All right. So how did your family feel? Like, you know, do they accept your partner? Because no, you guys are engaged. So, you know, it's I do time. So, you know, when they first heard about you guys or saw you together, how did they feel? Like both sides.
You want to go first? Or
Well, I know for my mom, mm-hmm. she was a bit surprised because she was like, "Roshay, this is different. Is this something that you can handle?"
Mm-hmm.
And in all honesty, she wasn't too happy about it at first.
Mm-hmm.
But I think over time, when I introduced Alex to her and just her spending time with Alex over the years, she has definitely gotten to like him a lot.
Right.
But at first, she was very hesitant about me dating a white boy. Yes. Very, very hesitant.
Well, I mean, like, a little side note with that. The way I met her mom,
mm-hmm.
I was in my car waiting for Roshay to come out.
Right.
And I look in my mirror and I see somebody kind of like standing like a little bit behind my car. I'm like, why does that look like Roshay over there?
So yes, because they do look alike.
Yeah, so then she comes up and I'm like, oh, this isn't Roshay. I'm assuming this is her mom.
Mm-hmm.
So like, they look almost identical.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so we started talking. I don't remember exactly what we talked about, but it was like a pretty pleasant. I remember being a pleasant conversation.
That's really so nice.
That's how I met her mom. You know, it was definitely, you know, I was like, oh, this is not how I wanted to meet her. It wasn't planned. Mm-hmm. Not how I wanted to meet her, sitting in my car. But that's how it happened. But for my family, when I first told my parents, I wouldn't say I was surprised, but I was like, oh, I was happy with that reaction because it wasn't the reaction of, oh, why are you dating her?
Mm-hmm.
She's black. It's more like, oh, well, we want to make sure that you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's not trying to take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. It wasn't anything to do with, oh, don't date her. We forbid you from dating her or seeing her or whatever because of her race. They were more concerned with
your happiness.
Yeah, my well-being.
That's really good.
I remember
that's really good.
Yeah, my dad, he brought me like downstairs to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, here comes that conversation where he's going to say something.
Mm-hmm.
And this took me by surprise because he talked about the difficulties of a relationship. And he's like, just because something gets difficult
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean that you need to give up or quit on it and think that just because you find something elsewhere, it's going to be easier.
Wow.
Yeah, so he gave me like honestly, it's really like I took it to heart, that piece of advice, that talk that I had with him, because like not that I ever like, you know, thought my dad is like, you know, a bad person,
mm-hmm.
but it was just I was not expecting that.
That's really nice.
He basically just wanted to make sure that I'm not just giving up, you know, something goes wrong or, you know, we have a fight or something that, oh, it's just going to be better elsewhere and leave.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if it's worth fighting for, you know, it's worth fighting for.
Be prepared.
So, yeah, so that was the reaction from my family.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's really good.
So tell me, like, do you guys find that, because you just spoke about your father telling you that when it gets hard, don't quit, and to make sure that this is what you want, which I think is a really good pep talk. So take me through some of your likes and your dislikes. Like, do you guys find that is it easy to agree on stuff, you know, seeing that you have different cultural background, you know, is it easy to agree on, you know, okay, what are we making for dinner? What are we going to, you know, where are we going to eat today?
What kind of music do we play? That kind of thing. How? Tell me about that. The dynamics there.
Well, we do not always get along. we definitely have some challenges, especially when it comes to the cultural difference.
Mm-hmm.
For me, and this is just me speaking personally, for me,
right.
For me, one of the biggest challenges I do have with Alex is the cultural difference. Mm-hmm. Because certain things that I'm used to, Alex is not used to.
Tell us, and like what? Like, what are you used to that he's not used to?
I always bring up this example when someone asks me this question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, I don't know, most women who are raised by a single mom, they have a very special attachment to their mom.
Okay.
And, mm-hmm. You know, Alex was raised by both parents. You know, he was raised in a good home.
Okay.
I was raised by a single woman, and I was raised in a very strict environment. And with my culture and my mom's culture,
mm-hmm.
I think it has allowed me to have a very strong emotional attachment to my mom. So it's very hard for me to just get up and leave and move away from her. Like, moving away from her is like one of my biggest challenges right now.
Okay.
And for Alex, because he was raised in such a beautiful home with such beautiful parents,
mm-hmm.
It's easy for him to get up and say, okay, bye. But for me,
I wonder if this has to do with the fact that he's a male and you're a female. I don't know, but hey,
maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe, but I kept thinking, I kept going over in my head, and I was like, well, I wonder if maybe the culture was different. Maybe if I had both parents in my life, and maybe if I knew that, you know, my mom wasn't depending on me so heavily,
right.
I could have just get up and say, okay, bye, mom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But no, I don't. And because I was explaining this to him today, I said, you know, Alex, I've seen my mom go through a lot of hardships in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And I myself has been through those hardships with her. So I don't want to leave
mm-hmm.
and have to have her go through those hardships by herself.
Right.
You know, this culture is a little bit different where he has his mom, his dad, and, you know, they can help each other.
Mm-hmm.
My mom doesn't have that. So that's one of my, if I'm going to be very honest, this is one of my biggest challenges in the relationship, is just trying to separate myself from this thing where, you know, girls, how do you put it? Like, girls who are women who grew up with like single moms, to kind of detach themselves from their single mom and move out on their own.
Okay.
And this whole thing about how, you know, Caribbean girls are so attached to their moms, and, you know, it's really hard for me to pull myself away from that.
Because it's like she's your only family. Well, not only immediate
right.
family then, let's say that.
Right.
Mm.
And also, I think as Caribbean people, we're very big on family.
Yes,
you
yes.
It's definitely different. Don't get me wrong, Alex's family is big on family too. But right. as I said before, the emotional attachment is just not there as how it would be with me and my family.
Got you.
So that's one of my biggest challenges right now. I'm also an overthinker. So I overthink a lot. I plan. And Alex is very easygoing. He's very laid back. And, you know, the difference in personality definitely works for both of us. But that's a challenge, because I overthink and Alex is too easygoing.
Maybe I need to be able to... Good.
No, I was just saying, that's the second one that I had. And the third one that I really had was, mm-hmm. And I don't want to go too in-depth in it, but the mm-hmm. third one that I have is that, you know, growing up in the family that I grew up in, we're very religious. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something that Alex believes in. So that's also a challenge for me as well, because I always think about, when we do have kids, how do I implement
yes.
that type of stuff in my child's life when their father doesn't believe in it?
Gotcha.
So that's also a challenge for me as well. But I'm going to let Alex, go ahead. Go ahead, Alex, go.
I mean, so I would say, funny enough, but she asked about like differences in like food and music and whatnot.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
I thought yes.
But she went on. She went on about the challenges. So I just
Yes, I mean
it's fine. We can get back there. It's I mean what she said was relevant, so you know I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was relevant, but I'm like right. She went a whole other level.
Oh, I'm mm-hmm. so sorry. Mm-hmm.
She went to a whole other level of challenges. So yeah. No, it's relevant, but it was a deeper level.
Yeah.
do you want me to
Yeah, go ahead. You can cover, you can cover a little bit of both. That would be good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I wanted to point, like, to piggyback off of what Rashay was saying with the mm-hmm. with family.
Right.
Like, I've noticed and I know she's got a much bigger and closer family mm-hmm. than mine.
Right.
And I'm sure that, because from my experience as growing up,
mm-hmm.
I've been close to my family, but I've noticed that it hasn't been as close of a relationship as Rashay's had with hers.
Right.
Say for like family gatherings or whatnot, like she's been to some of mine, I've been to a bunch of hers.
Oh yeah.
And I've noticed that there's it's a lot different. Mm-hmm. She's got a lot more family, a lot more friends, people coming over. Everyone's mingling. Everyone is, talking. It lasts hours. And there's a lot of food. There's a lot of everybody's doing something different.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with my family, it's not as big.
Right.
And like what we'll do, like we set up. We have it's basically people come in, we start talking a little bit. Mm-hmm. Food comes out not too long after. We eat, we talk. The whole thing might only last like a couple hours
because mm-hmm.
People want to get home. It's not of a
not even babe. Like your events would last like let's say 2 hours, whereas my family says dinner starts at 4. We don't start eating until 7.
Right. Yeah. Yes. It's
the time.
There's not a lot of like co-mingling or
right.
People having thing over there. Somebody's over there. Somebody's doing this. Kids are running around. We don't really have that because it's literally like as kids, it was my brother, myself, and my younger cousin. Like I have an older brother and a younger cousin. It was just us three.
Mm-hmm.
So it was never like a whole big, huge family and whatnot. So that's like a big difference in between her or her family and my family.
Right.
So it was, for me, it was a challenge in sense of I'd go over to there, to her parties, her family's events and whatnot, and I'm looking around, I'm like, yo, this isn't what I'm used to, you know what I'm saying? This is not at all what I'm used to, so that was definitely,
absolutely.
For me, it was trying to,
fit into the culture.
Yeah, fit into that culture, basically, exactly mm-hmm. what it was, fit into that culture. Okay. So that wasn't easy, I mean, but I remember, your aunt saying, I think the first time I met her, it wasn't a family event or nothing like that. I think I just came over for something. I don't remember what it was. But I came over to their house for something and we have a conversation and whatnot. And Rashay afterwards, after we told me, I guess she talked to her aunt,
mm-hmm.
was that I'm a very good conversationalist or something like that. Like I knew I was able to talk. I wasn't like...
Yeah, you were able to articulate well and you can hold a conversation.
Yeah, so it wasn't...
That's good.
I wasn't like... sitting in the background, be like, oh, twiddling my thumbs, not knowing what to do or what to say.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't easier for me to be like, insert myself into this big family and like just fit right in and be 100% comfortable.
Right.
But that was definitely a challenge.
So that took some time.
Yeah.
No, we're happy you're there, Alex. We're happy.
Of course we are.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, absolutely, because I got phone calls from her family. Like, oh, welcome to the family, this and that. Yeah.
That's so, lovely.
Yeah, no, it's definitely nice. It's definitely nice.
So tell me about the food, music, right. Stuff like that.
That's definitely... So I'm going to say straight out,
mm-hmm.
Straight up, it's basically seasoning versus no seasoning.
Yeah!
Like... because of her, I've learned how to
season your meat.
Yeah, how to start seasoning more.
That is good. That is good.
Seasoning more.
Praise
and yeah,
Jesus.
It's
and washing and washing the meat and all of that.
Yes, yeah. Praise the Lord.
So that is good. Up, a whole new world of flavor and taste buds for me.
That's lovely.
That was definitely a plus. But one thing I will say, a challenge, because like me living by myself,
mm-hmm.
and unlike Roche, is I'm not planning. I don't plan a meal, what I'm gonna do, what it has to like. I'm not crazy like that. I'll be like right on the spot. What do I want to eat? Whatever, or I'll be like, if I gotta defrost the chicken or whatever, that's what I'm gonna make. But mm-hmm. I'm not over here like, I gotta do this, I need this with this, I need this with
no,
that.
No, whereas me, I have to prepare my salad enough from Saturday. I have to know what is it that I'm gonna be cooking on Sunday,
right.
And how am I gonna prepare it.
Yes.
So I need to plan ahead.
Yeah, me, I don't do that. I'll just be like, all right, this is what I want, this is what I'm gonna make.
Mm-hmm.
And it's simple. It's simple, it's not, I'm not making like a 5-course meal. I'm not. It doesn't have to be. There's no.
No, no.
There's no presentation to it.
No, that's not right.
It's so yeah. To me, that's just simple. It's just simple.
So do you like the food that she makes, Alex?
Say that again.
Do you like the food that she makes?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Are you kidding me?
That's lovely.
Oh man, I love the way she cooks. I love her meals. I love the way. I love her. I love Jamaican food now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's awesome. Since I think the first time I tried it.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite?
I think
and every time when we go
chicken.
To Jamaica, she brings back some fat.
Yeah.
Every time.
Jerk chicken.
Jerk chicken is your favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Has to be. But the funny thing is, even like...
Alex, you like oxtail.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like, so say we're not like, not too long ago. So mm-hmm. where I work... I was able to find a Jamaican restaurant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I ordered my own Jamaican food by myself.
Wow.
Got what I wanted.
Look at Alex.
He went to the Jamaican restaurant and tell the people them say he want fried chicken with curry gravy.
A lie.
The man must have looked at him like, what are you talking about?
No,
oh gosh, I'm so happy. I'm so proud of you, Alex.
So if it's like just me by myself, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna be able to do all that.
Right.
When she cooks, I love it. I appreciate it. It's awesome. But
mm-hmm.
if I'm like cooking for myself,
mm-hmm.
I'd love to know how to make that. But I'm like, you know what? It's not gonna be good. I stick to simple, easy, and that's just me.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
But what is one thing that he makes, Rashid, that's, you know, probably from his household or culture that you like? Because there must be something.
Tell me.
I don't... You know what, Chantal, that's a very difficult question for me because there aren't many dishes from Alex's culture that I do like.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want you to get offended by it, Alex, but there's just not... a lot of dishes from your culture that I like.
But I mean, I will also say, I also don't know how to make most, if not all, of those dishes. Because it's either like my mom or my grandmother
right.
making it.
Okay.
And so I don't know how to make it. So even if I tried, it wouldn't.
It might not be the. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and the stuff that, like, when she comes over and what we have to eat.
Mm hmm.
I wouldn't even really call it like traditional Ukrainian or even Russian meals.
Right.
I wouldn't really call that, like, because for us, in like a Russian type of household,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of salads, a lot of different kinds of salads.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about like I don't know, like Caesar salad or something. It's different. It'd be like we have our own version of a pasta salad or a potato salad. We have a salad with like beets. My mom makes a salad with like chickpeas. She'll make a salad with quinoa, but that's some of that stuff she's adopted that later on after we've already like been in America for a while.
Okay.
But a lot of the stuff that I love, I feel like as a traditional Russian meal, I don't think she's really ever had it.
Right.
If she may have not been too often. if even at all. I don't remember if my mom's ever made anything like that for you.
Well, I don't like.
So yeah, so it's
okay.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I mean, you guys seem open to the culture. I mean, Alex a little bit more than Rishi. So Rishi, work on that. You know, at least when he will try, he will make it. He will learn from his mom or grandma, and he will make it for you, and you will like it.
I'll try.
Yes, just try, because he's very open. Ordering fried chicken and curry gravy. What?
What?
No, but I'm a Jamaican, you know. And that's really nice. I'm really happy that you guys are so open. You know, a lot of persons probably wouldn't be able to be so open. I mean, I don't know. I don't know where I'd put myself. I mean, I'm cultured too, but anyway, it's not about me. Tell me, how do you guys deal with disagreements or conflicts in your relationship?
So the way how do I put this?
So let me just start by saying that one of the beautiful things about the relationship with Alex and I is that we hardly have arguments.
Right.
We hardly argue. So when we do have a disagreement, mm-hmm. I'm a very stubborn individual, and Alex is always the first person to come around and say, okay, listen, we need to talk about it. This is ridiculous. It's been 2 days, Roche. We need to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When we do have disagreements, I think it's just like every normal couple. For the first day, you're upset. You don't talk about it.
Well, it falls into two different categories for us, what kind of disagreement it is.
Okay, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if it's like a big fight or big something, like, you know, it's like we're heated, you know, tempers flaring or whatever, we will basically, like, we won't talk about it. It might be a day or two. Mm-hmm. And then I'll come around and be like, all right, we got to talk about it. It's like, what's going on, blah, something. And then we'll talk about it, and basically, it will get fixed. Or we'll come to an understanding,
right?
That we're not gonna. We've never, like, drawn out.
It's not prolonged.
Yeah, we've never drawn out trying to figure it out for too long. It literally within that, like, when we first initiate talking about it,
mm-hmm.
that's when it basically comes to, you know, a solution in a sense.
Of course.
But if, like, something smaller, I don't see even an argument, just a disagreement, we come to a conclusion or we'll come to an agreement.
We'll talk about it immediately.
Yeah.
And it will get resolved right then and there. But the communication between us is very good.
Sometimes it isn't.
Sometimes it isn't, because I'm stubborn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's been most of...
And I like to have my own way, and I like to have the last say.
But, like, miscommunication is probably, like, the number one reason why we've had this.
Yeah. Tell me about that. Because I was wondering if you guys have any, what do you call them? Barriers or whatever? I don't know. But you touched on communication, miscommunication.
Miscommunication would honestly probably be the number one thing. And sometimes it'd be, correct me if I'm wrong, Roche. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be, some of them has been so small as misreading a text.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it would turn into something big just because one of us misread a text.
Right.
Or didn't read something that we sent.
Okay.
Whether, you know, you sent, like, a couple different text messages and that just doesn't get read.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just skipped over it or something because you didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Not intentionally, you know, misskipping.
Right.
So if it's something like that, where just that miscommunication, where you didn't see my text message, and now it's an argument because I said this, or whatever, you said that, blah blah, like, oh, like something like that.
Also, common sense. Let me tell you, common sense is a hell of a thing, you know.
What are you saying?
I feel like, yes, we communicate. But I feel like certain things that Alex should know, he just does not know.
Okay.
What do you mean?
I hate having to explain myself and going into depth trying to get a point across. Like, I can't really think of a scenario from the top of my head. But I feel like because I'm more street smart, that if I say something, I want Alex to understand what I'm saying right there. I don't want to explain myself.
Well, I think that's a male thing.
Maybe it is a male thing.
Yeah.
Because I want her to be like, explain it exactly.
Like, if you don't spell it out to the T, if you don't write it down, if you don't, you know, they'll probably not get it.
I do not have the patience for that.
And I need that.
So if I say something, I just need you to understand what I'm saying, it and get it done.
I think you're right.
I have to be explaining A, B, Z, and what A means to this. I cannot know.
I think you might be right, though, because it might be a male-female thing.
I think so, because I have a lot of friends who are in relationships. And they would share, and it's like they're saying, okay, I have to be telling my partner this 20 times. Okay, I asked you to do this already, and you still not do it yet. What's happening? You know,
what's happening?
Myself, or I think it's a male thing, and also probably just a personality thing or an individual thing too, if you want to look at it that way. Because sometimes some guys would probably be a little quicker than others, you know, just generally speaking. So,
I
guess.
Yeah, you might be right about that.
I guess, but it's exhausting.
But you guys are making it work. I mean, you've been together for what? Six years, you say?
Yeah, six years. Yeah.
And that's long. That's lovely. Tell me a little bit more about the engagement. Like, you know, how did that go? You know, were you surprised? You know, how did Alex do it?
I was very surprised. I had no idea it was coming.
Did you show her the video?
No, I did not show her the video. That video will not be shown to anyone in the world.
Why can't we see the video, Roche?
No, Fiwa. Let me tell you, I was coming, Alex, and I normally spend the weekend with Alex, so.
Mm-hmm.
I came over this weekend. It was my birthday weekend. I came over. I told Alex to do something special for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told him to order my favorite food, get a cake.
Mm-hmm.
So on the drive here, I did. I said to get something sweet. Yeah. See, Chantal, that's another thing. I said to Alex, get something sweet.
Right.
Because
Every time I eat dinner, I like to eat something sweet at the end.
I don't. I'm not crazy.
And Alex, he's not that type of person. But I say that. You know, I get something sweet, like maybe chocolate, one cake or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody said that to you and I get something like that, Chantal, talk it through.
Mm-hmm.
What, Alex, what did you get? When I said to you, get something sweet, what did you think I meant?
Well, I got ice cream and I had chocolate. For the proposal.
Okay.
So what are you talking about?
But I felt like there was some miscommunication because you didn't understand what I meant when I said get something sweet.
No, I don't think it was that. I think it was do something special. That might have been what you're referring to.
Oh, yes. In the text I said to him, I said, Alex, you know, it's my birthday weekend. Do something special. And he started to panic.
I got nervous. So I was like, oh.
Yeah, he was like, what am I supposed to do? I said, Alex, just think outside of the box. Do something like, you know, order dinner, get something sweet. But why is it that I have to explain to you what something special means? Why couldn't you automatically
That might go back to that whole male, you know, being a male thing.
Oh, God.
You need to explain it to me.
Back to the engagement. So I'm here thinking that this is what Alex did. He just prepared a special night. So I came upstairs. He had candles all over the apartment.
Wow.
He had lights all in the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
He had candles on the floor. He had like 20 balloons. He got lanterns and flowers. And
that's beyond sweet.
It was laid out so beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a word?
Beautiful, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was well put together. And when I came into the apartment, he had the ring next to the flowers and the candles.
Mm-hmm.
I put it up.
Okay. Oh, did you? I put the candles in the shape of a heart.
Oh yes, he put the candles.
Wow, special.
Box inside.
And the box was inside the candle shaped setup.
Heart, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up the box, and when I opened it, there was nothing in there.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is hilarious.
Then I said some very nasty things to him.
What?
Yes, I did. And then I turned around, and when I turned around, he was on his knees, and then he said, "Roche, Snape, will you marry me?"
Yeah, I had the ring.
And he had the ring in his hand.
This is where it gets even better.
And when I saw the ring, I said yes, and I
snatched it
out of his hand. I put it on my finger.
Herself.
By myself.
Yes.
And then Alex said, aren't I the one that's supposed to do that? And I said, yes. I was so excited. I didn't even realize what I was doing.
So I took it off and I put it back on.
Take it off. I'm putting it back on.
Oh, you guys are just really the sweetest.
Yeah. And I have that on video, and that's what she doesn't want to show the world.
No, that's not going to be.
But I mean, you can show it. No, because you just spoke about it.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Speaking about it, it sounds much better. But seeing that video, it's horrible.
It's not that bad.
Should have seen all me dragging her out to the boy. And what's yeah?
But you don't really hear what you said like that. You don't hear. It kind of gets muffled a little bit.
No. Still, that's kind of like no.
Okay.
No.
I think she'll post it one day, Alex. So we won't rush her.
Or I will, because I'm the one who has it.
Oh yeah, there we go. All right, so. Say that again.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, please do. We can probably show it on the day of the wedding. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Have a slideshow.
Miss Maid of Honor, can you not?
And that's why I have the right to do it.
Yeah, she does. Thank you. I've got somebody on the inside.
I just approve. Okay, so tell me some of the things that you guys have in common, because I mean, you've been together for 6 years. You would understand each other's, you know, likes and dislikes and all of that. So I know you'd over time build your own likes and probably dislikes. So tell me some of the things that you have in common.
Well, we love trying new things. Mm-hmm. So we love traveling to different places. We right. like trying foods.
Mm-hmm.
I think we absolutely love cooking together.
That's nice.
We both have nature in common. We like to go to places where there's lots of mountains, lots of rivers, lots of trees, just nature in general. We definitely have that in common. We love doing things with nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been keeping a journal since I was young, and Alex likes that as well. So we do have writing in common, and we do like to read. We do like to read. We're very into books and stuff like that. I think we've definitely, as you said, Chantal, we've definitely built a lot of things that we mm-hmm. can have in common over time.
Right.
But yeah, despite all the differences and challenges, we do get along pretty well.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, of course, you've made it this far.
Made it this far, yeah.
I mean, well, the funny thing is, like, I'll use the most recent thing I can think of
mm-hmm.
is when we went upstate.
Yeah.
So we went upstate and Roche basically planned out like the whole thing, where we're gonna do, what we're gonna go eat, mm-hmm. and you know, excursions, activities, yeah. things like that. She planned it all out. So, and the funny thing is, she's like, "This is not something that I would have ever done
by myself."
Yeah,
like, yeah. I couldn't have done
like
it
the
by
thing.
Myself.
The thing that's really sticking to mind,
or with anyone else.
Yeah, is she decided on horseback riding.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she's like, I don't know of anybody that would ever do anything like this.
Me either.
And it was, for her, it was terrifying.
Oh, it was horrible.
I thought it was I had such a good time.
That's nice.
Had a blast. So I was super excited. I was so happy. I was, like, to me, that was, I've never, like, as a kid, I did it once, but, like, I don't have too much of a memory of it. So this is, like, the first time I did it, like, as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such an awesome experience.
Yeah.
It was like, it's literally like we were in nature,
mm-hmm.
and you know, animals. Trying. Yeah, animal. That's nature. Yeah. You know, it's to me. I thought that was like such amazing connection with like nature.
Yeah.
So
we definitely like trying new things.
Yeah,
that's lovely.
I really do like that about Alex as well.
It's just open.
That he's so open to trying new things, and I like that.
It's a big world. It's a big world. A lot of things to do. You can't just be stuck just doing what you're comfortable with. And what kind of life are you going to live?
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
That's true. That spices things up, you know?
Yeah.
So what would you say? Because, you know, there are a lot of stereotypes or a lot of, what would you say, negative things that people have to say about people who are in interracial relationships. Well, clearly yours is working, and it's beautiful. It is, you know, it makes people want to fall in love too, and all of that. Because I remember when I met Alex, and I was so excited. Remember, Roshay? Remember when we went to?
I remember. Yes.
Yeah, and I remember when you guys told me, and I was like, "Huh? How could you do this to me? How could you do this to me? You're mostly kidding, you know? Like, no." And then, so what would be some of the advice you give to people, or, you know, say to others who are thinking about this kind of relationship, probably scared or probably in this kind of relationship? What would you say to them?
I would say to them, be patient.
Okay.
It's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to have your differences, but be patient because the end result is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have someone by your side that's willing to, I guess put up.
Yeah,
Alex
yeah,
does put up with a lot of my foolishness. But if you have someone by your side who can put up with your personality and your behaviors, it's worth it. Mm-hmm. Because nothing is more beautiful than someone who accepts you for who you are and loves you for who you are.
Right.
And that's things that I'm very grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Interracial relationships are not easy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if this is your first one.
Right. This is your first one, right?
Right.
This is Alex's first as well.
I have no more to go, miss.
First and only. Yes.
No more in the figo.
Good.
But yeah, that is definitely my advice. Be patient. It gets better.
Right.
If deep down you feel that this is not something that can work or is going to work,
mm-hmm.
just leave. Just leave.
Okay.
But if you are willing, if you have a partner who is willing to accept you and love you for who you are, then I think it's worth fighting for.
Right.
I would say, honestly, communication.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Communicate. That's honestly in any relationship.
But right, that's true.
I feel like in our relationship, that's something that definitely we both had a rough time at first.
Mm-hmm.
Was just not communicating the way we should have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that needed to be worked on, and we did work on.
Right.
The patience is, that's definitely true.
Communication and patience, guys.
Did you guys usually get each other jokes from the get-go?
Get each other what?
Jokes.
Alex, no. We have a different sense of humor. No, up to this day.
Yeah.
What day is today? Up to this very day.
Yeah.
Alex, I don't know where Alex gets his sense of humor from.
Yeah, my sense of humor is a little childish. But then again, you are also childish. Like, what were you doing yesterday?
Yeah, but my joke, what do you mean? What was I doing yesterday?
Stupid accent.
Oh.
That was hilarious.
Oh,
but,
my
see,
God.
But see, the thing is, he enjoys my jokes. I never, ever enjoy Alex's jokes.
Yeah.
I never get them. Never, ever.
Rashay, yeah. You're mean.
Listen, whatever. Grow up, babe. What the hell?
Absolutely not. I am who I am. Just so you fell in love. Just fell you in love with.
You hear that?
Right, that's it. Yeah, you have to deal with it. You soon start laugh, you know. After honeymoon, you're probably just everything funny. All of a sudden.
I laugh for 6 years, I laugh again.
All right. That's okay. You are finished though, guys, with the advice, because I just interrupted you with about the jokes.
Are we done?
No, I think I'm good. I think the advice was for me as well. Patience
and communication. Yeah.
Basically, I mean, honestly, like what my dad said to me at the very, very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Just if it's worth fighting for, don't give up on it just because it's a rough patch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just because it's a rough patch. You got another thing would be trust.
Right.
Trusting one another, you know, don't do things that, you know, is going to disobey their trust or betray their trust.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing. That's definitely a big, big thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
I really appreciate you guys talking to me today, you know, sharing some of your ups and your don'ts, as well as the big news about the engagement. I mean, I can't wait for the wedding. It's going to be a big celebration. I just know it's going to be hilarious, and I just can't wait. Because to see the two cultures coming together now is going to be funny.
You'll be able to 100% tell. Just based on who's party and who isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Who's fist bumping and who's not.
Yeah. No. That's funny. But thank you again so much. I like to end things on Tosh Base by talking, you know, saying what we are affirming for ourselves. So what is your I am for the week?
So this is actually interesting, because I've had a lot of people ask me what does or why I've chosen the Instagram name Unbroken She.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my I am would be I am unbroken.
Right.
There are definitely lots of challenges, you know, that I have spoke about, that I've been through,
right,
that have made me the woman that I am today.
Mm-hmm.
And these challenges, these obstacles have presented themselves on numerous occasions, but yet still I have stand and remained unbroken.
Right.
And, you know, that's what I can say for my affirmation, is that I am unbroken.
Lovely. I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I guess for myself, my affirmation would be, I am determined.
Lovely.
Determined, yeah. That would be determined for, you know, just things in my life that I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The future with Roche.
I'm just humble. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, yeah, just determined in to living the best life.
Yeah. That's really good. That's really good. This was fun. This was really
good.
It was.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much for talking to me today.
About an hour.
It was very, you know, insightful and entertaining. And absolutely. All the best with your wedding planning and
I'm sorry, you're
future.
Part of the whole wedding planning. You're an integral part of the wedding planning. So yes, we can end on.
Yes, so I can say all the best nonetheless.
No.
That's all, just goes
viral. All the best to our wedding planning.
Okay, all the best to our wedding planning that we are going to be planning shortly. I'm so excited and I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
Yes,
thank you, Shan.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to end this now. So,
all right. So if you made it this far, then you are one of my favorite humans. I'd also like to think that you enjoyed this episode. So do me a favor now and rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can be one of the first to be notified when a new episode is available. Also, tell a friend to tell a friend and grow with us. I hope something resonates with you from this episode so you can use it to your advantage and keep going. Blessings, always.